My friend Rhys Pomeroy is looking for a wife, and I turned up to try and help him.
His name is Rhys Pomeroy, and he's looking for a lady, a sweet, pretty girl who we can call his baby. Unlucky in love, so Jim will find him a date, but we need romance, not just another mate. The date can be kung fu, cause Pom wears glasses. They could go to salsa lessons and shake their asses, but she can't be a hoe, and must stick with him for life. Big Jim and Lil Bina will find Pom a wife. Let's find Pom a wife. Let's find Pom a wife. Let's find Pom a wife. Jim and Lil Bina. Let's find Pom a wife.
I threw Lil Bina in that jingle. She's done nothing to try and find this boy a wife. It's all on my back. And guess what? I'm doing a darn good job. Rhys Pomeroy is one of my closest mates. Pretty unlucky with the ladies. But he's the nicest guy in town. So he's bound to find a lovely girl. I've just got to try and find him the right one. Initially, I presented him with three ladies who I found on a dating website. He discarded two, quite rightfully. They maybe weren't the most appropriate. And went on a date with the one. He went on two dates with her, actually. And that sort of fizzled out. He was put off because she had a child. It's a bit dodgy, but he's only young, and it's sort of fair enough. So he's been on another date. And here tells us a little bit about it.
Hello, this is a social update on my current status with the ladies. Girl 2, date 1.
No names.
Just happened last
girl
weekend.
Two.
I went there, we had a nice coffee, had a good chat. Unfortunately, there wasn't any sparks flying, so I didn't really find her that attractive, in honesty. She looked completely different to her photos. So you've got to beware, you know, never judge a book by its cover and all that. So anyway, yeah, I'm walking back to my car. And what do I see but four people dressed up in various different wigs and things. Four friends, they were also in the coffee house, spying on me, seeing what I was doing, and I walked past them, and I didn't even notice them, so good disguise, guys. Yeah, thanks for that.
That, right, it was last weekend. His date was in Newbury, which is just outside Oxford. That's about an hour and 40, I think, from, like, around here. He travelled from Portsmouth to go on this date. They just went for a coffee on Saturday morning at, like, 11 o'clock. And by doing this feature, I need to get information out of him. I need to find out what he's up to. So foolishly, he told me. So I got three of my pals, rounded them up. We went in disguise and walked through the streets of Newbury in full, like disguise. We all had new aliases. My name was Daisy. I had, like, a curly blonde wig. I looked like a complete idiot. We meant to be, like, masters of disguise undercover. Everyone in the streets of Newbury, which is, of course, seems quite a nice place. Were just staring at us. They were like chavs walking past, eyeballing us. I was like, oh dear, but don't get beaten up. You wouldn't hit a girl, would you? Not little Daisy. Although half the time I was wearing a hard hat, like a builder's hat.